subtle changes back then in really our winter rainfall declining, and that set me on a path of you know, trying to manage the farm better. What I currently do now is I travel around the state as well, helping other farmers look at their farm management systems, because we definitely have an issue in regards to our, you know, reduction of rainfall, our shorter seasons, our variable temperatures, which have a huge impact on our production.
And do you think that there is awareness out there, particularly in, you know, the community that you're a part of, the farming community in WA and in Australia, that things are changing?
Oh, definitely. Yes, no, definitely. I believe in the agriculture sector, no doubt about it. Look, there's varying degrees of concern, I suppose. It depends on which area you're farming in. For instance, in the, you know, the northern wheat belt of WA and the pastoral sectors, it's definitely a huge impact. Around my area, around the Pingelly, the Upper Great Southern area, look, not so much at this stage, but there's still subtle changes. And the big issue is, Bridget, if we don't become aware, don't do something soon, it will be too late.
And why do you think it is important that farmers have a voice and go forward and explain these issues to, like you're doing right now, people in Canberra?
Look, you know, to come over here and talk to politicians and industry over here to try and make some inroads and just make sure that, you know, they always value agriculture. And we look at this climate change or changing climate, call it what you like. If we can just chip away ever so slowly here and get some people to look at that, and then basically, as one of my good friends said, we're not looking for a handout, just a hand up. You know, we need support, especially in Western Australia. I mean, we're really, really suffering over there with the climate change. Part of what I'll be learning over here is meeting some other growers from the eastern states, getting a handle on their situation, and hopefully as a network, creating some inroads into where it's needed.
And from your perspective, what more could the state and the federal governments be doing to try and, like you said, not give a handout but give a hand up to growers who are looking towards, you know, a climate changing future?
Yeah, Bridget, that's the ultimate question, really. And hopefully we'll find some answers out. But look, for me personally, research into what is happening out in the field regarding the climate change. Obviously, as producers, we have to manage that. Now, we need support, obviously, from our state ag department, which obviously, you know, flows through from federal government. Research into these type of programs where we can look after the soil, build the resilience of the soil, because bottom line, that's where it all starts. And look, there's a huge debate, I suppose, on the carbon and emissions trading scheme. Look, that's got pros and cons, I think, for everybody. So I think that's one thing that, you know, I think in the future, it's definitely going to be a part of our farming future. But we need to get that right. So I believe that'll be one of the issues that we'll really, really discuss pretty heavily in the next 2 or 3 days.